The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I have made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There's no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men of his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. But he replied, "I see 4 men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like the Son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." The word of the Lord. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths of your throne upon the cherub, from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Glory and praise forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but as a son always remains. So if the Son sets you free, then you are truly will be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you that I have seen in my Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from your father, from the Father, and then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We are not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and I am here. I did not come of my own will, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so Jesus today tells us how to be his disciple and how to live our lives in freedom. And again, he says, anyone that sins, and sin isn't just, you know, like, I had a dirty thought, or I sat there and I got angry. Those are sins, but it's being judgmental, it's being gossipy, it's being slanderous, detraction, fill in the blanks. We become slaves to it. And so Jesus says, you want to be set free? You want to be my disciple? Then spend time in my word. So again, if we want to truly be Jesus' disciples, we got to sit at the feet of the Master every day, which means that we hear the word of God as we hear it at Mass, but then we immerse ourselves in it. We get wrinkly in it, as I've talked about before. If you sit in the bathtub and you get all wrinkly, you know, you come out and, that's the way it should be when we're in the word every day. We spend time in it, and what happens is that word has the power to set us free and truly live in freedom instead of sin and truly be a disciple of Jesus Christ. We are disciples of what we give our time to. Do we give our time to Jesus and his word? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray.